with your early life. Talk about where you were born, when you were born. Let me know the date as well. And tell me about your early family.
Okay. I'll start by telling you about the town where I was born. It is part of the province of Hesse, and it was strictly a farming community. There were 1,300 people population in the town, of which 100 were Jews. We all had a wonderful life, as life goes. I was born in 1926, and I was a spoiled brat. My mother and my two sisters treated me as if I was a doll. But I was adventurous. I did a lot of things that children do, and I did some mighty dangerous things. One of them, for instance, is my father had, we had a horse, we had a cow, and we had chickens, and we had a hayloft where we kept the hay. Our father could care less what's in the house, but his barn and his stables had to be spick and span. He would polish the horse's hoofs, and we had a beautiful carriage and a beautiful sleigh. My father traveled some with the horse in the neighboring towns to sell his wares. Many times he went further and he took a train, a local train that would stop in the town of Stapfitz. And I know he went as far as around 75 miles where he had customers. And my mother operated a grocery store. It was a typical, like a country store, so was our grocery store. And my mother was the one, my most wonderful woman, just a wonderful person. I am fortunate now that I have one sister that survived the Holocaust. My other sister and my mother perished in the Holocaust. And my sister that is living, she lives in Santa Rosa, California. And she thought I was her doll. I know that because she got a hernia, and everybody attributes that to the fact that she carried me around when I was a little bitty baby.
So give me their names.
Okay, my oldest sister's name is Bertel, B-E-R-T-E-L. She changed it to Betty once she came to this country. And my other sister was Margot, was M-A-R-G-O-T. And she was my protector. When the Nazis came into power, even a year before they came into power, the little towns were hurt the most. So was the town of Stapfitz, where I was born. We children, we were being stoned and beaten by the non-Jewish children until 1933. We had a Jewish parochial school, and it was a one-room schoolhouse. And once the Nazis took power, they absolutely cut off all assistance for the Jews of Germany. So also in 1935, the edict came out from the headquarters of the Nazis that no one that owes money to Jews is no longer obligated to pay them. And also, the teacher in public school, some reason or the other, took it out on me. Why, I don't know. But there wasn't a day that I was not punished, being hit with his stick that he would carry around. And the children, he encouraged the rest of the children to really act against us Jewish children. And I again feel like I was singled out because my sister Margaret was my protector. She was 3 years older than I am, but she was a very brave young child, and she would definitely protect me from all the punishment that was doled out by our classmates. I want to take a break for just a second.
Yes.
The usual thing after World War I, it was a semi, what's the word I want to use? Can't think of it right now. But
the people got together. Is that what you want to say?
I want to lead into
the teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The usual thing was that they got together, they played cards, they visited with one another, the community.
Okay, so this was the way it was before
Hitler.
Okay, so, and everybody in the village were friends, Jewish people and everyone.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we also, before that, we had Jewish friends to playmates, and we had non-Jewish playmates. But once the Nazi Party came into power, things completely changed. Before that, it used to be an election. The governors,
the mayors,
all were national. And after Hitler came and they took over, it was now a dictatorship. And the individual towns were granted positions of the German government. So was the town of Staffitz, where I was born. Göring, who was the number three man in the Nazi hierarchy, he went on a hunting trip. And in our area, there were a lot of...
wild boar.
Yes, wild boars. And Göring came with his whole group. They were staying at a tavern.
Inn.
Staying at an inn.
Okay.
In a little larger town than Staffitz, which was about 30 miles from Staffitz. Mm-hmm. And they needed a weapons carrier and someone who knew the area. Well, from the innkeeper's son was 22 or 23 years old. They chose him to be the guide. Now, this particular young man became the mayor of the town of Staffitz, and he had full power to do whatever he wanted to. So that's when life for the Jews completely changed. And they would, we were forced, we Jewish children were forced to participate in the horrible, unhumane stories. I gotta stop.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This young man of 23 got the appointment of being the mayor of Staufitz. Mm-hmm. He was a Hitler youth to start off with, and he was a typical Nazi. And it was his privilege to punish anything possible to have the Jews do. One of the things that stands out in my mind, if one person of each and every Jewish family had to report to a certain street, which was the dirt street, and they brought in a load of rocks, and the Jewish men and women were forced to spread that. I went along with my mother because my father had passed away.
Okay.
And it was very hard work, difficult work. But at the same time, people laughed and joked about it and made the best do. Now, this mayor would encourage the teacher to punish us Jewish children. My father passed away in 1935.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Before he died, fortunately, he found someone who wanted to buy the grocery store. And this man occupied the lower part of the building of our house, which, by the way, our house was one of the nicest in the town. My father built it in 1919. It was a three-story building. And this man by the name of Kirst bought the grocery store, not living in the house yet. And maybe 3 or 4 months later, he decided he wanted to take over the rest of the house so he forced, actually with the help of the burgomaster, forced us to move up into the third floor, which was more like an attic than anything else. My mother